Have any of you Lum and Abner listeners ever stopped to realize why it is that you turn your radio dial to this program when it comes on the air? Well, I imagine in many instances it's because you found that you can depend on these Pine Ridge visits to bring a few chuckles and laughs and comfort to your lives. You know, in a way, it's the same with Alka-Seltzer. You have learned, or will learn once you've tried it, that Alka-Seltzer, too, can be depended upon to bring you comfort when you want it most. Comfort in the form of fast relief for headaches, for minor stomach upsets, muscular aches and pains, and the dull, achy feeling of a cold. Now, because these common ailments can, and sometimes do, make unpleasant hours for you, we suggest that you always keep Alka-Seltzer handy, ready to give the speedy relief it offers. Try it. Let Alka-Seltzer be your friend in time of need. Now, you can get modern, effervescent Alka-Seltzer tablets in both 30 and 60-cent packages at all drugstores. Enough? Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, President Lum Edwards of the Pine Ridge School Board has decided to solve the problem of a schoolteacher for the coming year by taking the job himself. Of course, he says this is just a temporary measure and the board can hire a teacher when they find one. That is, when they can find one who's good enough to succeed so learned a man as President Edwards. As we look in on the little community today, we find Abner in the Jot 'em Down Strong Library. Lum is just entering.
Where about you been all morning?
Over at the schoolhouse.
Oh?
Been over looking things over. Remind me to take my rocking chair over there sometime, Abner.
Your rocking chair?
Yeah, that chair they got for the teacher to sit in is the most uncomfort thing I ever seen.
Well?
Anyways, I couldn't sit there for over 10 minutes at a time.
Well, here, wait a minute. Are you still figuring on taking that school teaching job, Lum?
Well, it looks like I'll have to. We got to hold a meeting tonight to vote on the new teacher, and we ain't got no applications for the job except me.
Well, can't you wait till you get some?
No, I can't wait no longer. School starts next week.
Yeah, I know it's supposed to.
The bylaws says we're supposed to have somebody hired at least a week before school opens.
Oh, they do, huh?
Yeah, and we're over that time now.
Yeah, yeah.
So I reckon I'll just have to take the job.
Well, do the other members of the board, they know that you're aiming on doing this?
Well, no, not exactly. The fact is, they don't know nothing about it.
Huh?
Sort of figuring on surprising them.
Yeah, well, I reckon they'll be surprised, all right. And so will you when they come to do the voting.
Well, they got to vote for somebody. If I'm the only one they is to vote for, well, figure it out for yourself.
Yeah.
Any mail come this morning?
Oh, yeah, there was. Postcard telling us we ought to stock up on yummy Superman coconut candy bars because they're going to stop making them after the first, they said.
Good. And that'll give us a chance to catch up and sell all them coconut bars we already got in stock.
Yeah, and there's a letter for you, too, believe it or not. Reckon it's something about school business, because it's addressed to President Edwards.
President Edwards?
Yeah, that's what it says.
That sounds good again.
Yeah, there it is, right there on the counter. Huh?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Looks like there's somebody congratulating me on getting elected again.
Yeah, Ms. Bates called up and wanted to know when the next sugar stamp was due too long.
Yeah, I'll have to look that up for her.
Yeah, you ought to sometimes.
Dear President Edwards, I would like to submit my application for teacher of the Pine Ridge...
Well, here, what are you tying that up for, Lum?
Oh, it ain't nothing important.
Didn't you say something there about an application for the teaching job?
Oh, yeah, I believe it did say something about that. It's a mistake, though.
Mistake? Well, how could it be?
Oh, I don't know. It was sent to the wrong party, I believe.
It was addressed to you, weren't it?
Yeah. But...
And you're looking for a teacher, ain't you?
Yeah, Abner,
and you need one to vote on tonight, don't you?
Listen, Abner, this woman wouldn't be no good for the job.
Well, how do you know she wouldn't? You ain't even finished reading her letter yet.
Well, after you've been president of the school board for as many years as I have, you get so you can tell them things. Just sort of comes natural to you.
Does, huh?
Yeah. I could tell by the way she wrote President Edwards. Anybody would know that it's supposed to be President L. Edwards.
Well, it just looks to me like you don't want nobody but yourself to vote on tonight at that meeting.
Listen, Abner, I know what I'm doing. After you've been president of the school board for as many years as... Who's that coming up out there?
Huh?
Oh, Cedric.
I still think you ought to read the rest of that letter, though, Lum. They wrote to you and wanted your job.
Wonderful world.
Yeah, howdy, Cedric.
Hello, Cedric.
What can we do for you today?
Oh, nothing. Mousy just wanted me to give you this bunch of papers here. It's important stuff, he says.
Important stuff? What about?
Well, I ain't for sure, but I think it's got something to do with him getting a school teaching job this year.
School teacher? Mousy Gray?
Yes, Mom. He said if I'd help him get the job, he'd see that I got past the third grade. Boy.
Well, law me, Mousie can't be no teacher. That'd be worse than having law even.
Just a minute, Cedric. Whereabouts did Mousie ever get a hidey like this in the first place?
Oh, I don't know. He says he's done some teaching up in Iowa summers.
He has?
Yes, Mom. I think it tells all about it in them papers there. He says he done a whole bunch of teaching.
Well, I do know. Dog is long. Let's read them papers and see what they say there.
No, we ain't got time to waste our time reading no such nonsense as that.
Well, I'd just love to know whereabouts he taught at.
Well, he says teaching school is just like a mother to him.
Huh.
Don't know what he meant by it, though. Well, he don't either.
Here, Cedric, let me have them papers. I'm just curious to know what's in them. Let me look at them.
Miss Moore, here.
Yeah.
I sure will be glad to get past the third grade. Sometimes I sort of get self-unconscientious about that.
Official teaching credits... of Professor Llewellyn Snavely Gray.
Professor?
What it says.
Grannies, if that ain't disgusting.
Teacher of woodcraft and pathfinding at Camp Kitchigumi on Lake Okeboji, 2 summers.
And like baby toe.
Teacher of how to tie different knots for Friendly Ranger Boys Club of Southeast Dubuque, Iowa, 1 summer.
Grannies, we don't want nobody to teach them things at our school.
Assistant instructor... at the Daughters of the Midwest Agricultural Pioneers Annual Cooking School, 1 day.
This ain't no cooking school. That's
substitute teacher for Mr. J.L. Gillespie Sunday School class on account of Mr. Gillespie had the mumps for 2 Sundays.
Just a minute, Abner. Excuse me for interrupting you. I think that's our ring.
Oh, yeah. I hope. That's pretty good stuff, that man.
Hello, jot him down, store and library. President Eddard's talking.
I never knowed he was a teacher.
Yeah, the meeting's tonight, Uncle Henry. Llewellyn Snavely Gray. Oh, no, Uncle Henry. Yeah, he sent that to me, too, but... yeah, but Uncle Henry... well, all right, you got a right to vote on him if you want to, I reckon. Yeah, well, we'll see you tonight, then. Goodbye.
Mouse been talking to Uncle Henry Lunsford?
Yeah, and he fell for it, too.
Huh.
That Uncle Henry, he's got no business being on the school board in the first place. He's a disgrace to it.
Well...
leastways, he'll be the only one voting for Mousie, though.
Yeah, more likely. Assistant instructor of handball at Dubuque YMCA for junior boys classes every Saturday morning for 3 straight weeks.
Abner, don't read no more of that prattle.
Well, it's interesting.
Wait a minute, that's our ring again. More likely it's Mousie's himself.
I never knowed he was a teacher.
Hello, jot him down, store. President Eddard's talking.
He's done a lot of stuff.
Oh, just tolerably, Squire. How's yourself? You want to recommend who? But Squire, Mousie ain't no teacher.
Uh-oh, he's getting around.
Well, I don't care if we can get him cheap. We got to think about the youngin's well, yeah. Do as you like, Squire, but... all right. Goodbye.
Mousie talked to Squire, too, huh?
Yeah, Squire thinks we ought to hire him because he'll work for less.
Well, what's that to Squire? He don't pay the teachers out of his own pocket.
No, but he's the treasury.
Oh?
And he's more likely figures he can work it so as he can get some of the money we save on Mousie.
There's a scheme in this one feller I ever knowed.
Read some more of that stuff, Mr. Abner. I like to hear that.
Oh, yeah, see where it was. Oh, yeah. Head instructor of how to ride with no hands on handlebars for the young men's Saturday afternoon bicycle group.
Hmm.
Teacher of bird lore and bird calls for campfire girls at Lake Okeboji.
Hash up, Abner. Can't you hear the phone?
Oh, I'm interested here. I never paid
attention. Hello, jot 'em down, store. President Eddard's talking.
He's talking right now everything but school.
No, I ain't found a teacher yet, Esri. Who? Oh, no, Esri, not him. Well, I'll tell you who else we can get. I'm going to put myself up for the job.
Uh-oh.
Why, Kena? Oh, well, wait a minute. I bound you Mousie ain't got no teaching certificate neither. Well, I'll talk to you about it tonight, Ezra. Yeah, all right. Goodbye.
For the land's sakes, Mousie talked to Ezra Seastrunk, too, huh?
No, his woman Gussie has.
Oh.
And that's worse, because Gussie and Miss Seastrunk's relates of some kind.
No, doggies, that's right, ain't it? Well, it looks like that Mouse is a cinch to get the job in, Mom.
He's going to see that I get past the third grade, did I tell you?
Be quiet, Cedric. It's a serious business here.
Granny, there ought to be some way to keep him out of that job. He'll ruin the whole education system of Pine Ridge.
Well, maybe you just ought to call him up and have a talk with him about it, Mom.
What can I say to him, though? You can't talk Mousie out of nothing.
Well, just tell him you already hired somebody else.
Well, you find out that we ain't, though. Or wait a minute.
Huh?
I believe I got an idea. Whereabouts is that letter?
What letter?
The one I tore up a minute ago, that application.
Oh.
Put the pieces back together and get the woman's name, Abner.
The woman's name?
Yeah, I'll get Mousy on the phone and tell him that's who we've hired.
Oh, yeah.
Then he'll have to withdraw his application, and the board will have to vote for this woman.
Aye, doggies, Lum, you're a genius when it comes to studying up ideas.
Hurry up and put the letter back together.
Yeah, I'm getting...
I throw it in the wastebasket, I believe.
Oh, I'm getting it right here.
I'll get Mousy right away.
She'll be glad to get past the third grade. I never did much like it there. I'd just get acquainted with the kids, and then they'd all move on to the next grade, and I'd have to get acquainted with a new bunch. Same thing every year.
Hey, Chef Cedric. Hello? Is Mousy there? Oh, I never recognized your voice. This is Lum, and I... Huh? Yeah, I got your list of credits, but they come too late, Mousy. We've already hired somebody else. Oh, some woman by the name of, just a minute. Have you got it yet, Abner?
Not yet. I can't find a piece with her name on it.
Well, hurry up. She's a well-known woman, Mousy, a famous teacher. She's taught in some awful big schools. Huh? Well, her name is... Have you found it yet, Abner?
No, I ain't yet, Lum.
Is this the piece you're looking for, Mr. Abner?
No, that ain't the... Oh, wait a minute. Yeah, that's it. That's it. Right there, sir.
Good, yeah. What's her name?
It's, Oh, that paper's kind of tore up, wrinkled there. Uh-oh.
What's the matter?
Her name is Lou Ellen Snavely Gray.
Well, Lum and Abner certainly have their hands full these days, haven't they? But then we're all pretty much in the same boat. All the more reason, then, that you keep a package of friendly, helpful Alka-Seltzer tablets at home and at your place of work. For by doing this, you're always prepared to help yourself to fast relief for a headache, a touch of acid indigestion, occasional distress after meals, or muscular aches and pains. Common ailments that can so easily keep you from doing your best work or spoil those all too few hours of relaxation and fun you have off the job. Remember then, next time, ask your druggist for two packages of Alka-Seltzer, one for home and the other for work. Alka-Seltzer is a mighty good assistant to keep on the job.